Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
How's it going, Bill? Or should I say, Stud?
Very funny.
Really, how's the work on that dryer head going?
We've been trying to take out those three bolts for 2 days. I've had crews working on it around the clock, we've broken wrenches, and must have gone through about a gallon of penetrating oil. And we accidentally hit the dryer shell a number of times. Now I'm going to have to get a metallurgical engineer out here to see if we have done any permanent damage.
So, are you doing this the old-fashioned way, just for fun?
Huh? You got any better ideas, Miss Smarty Pants?
Matter of fact, I do. Ever heard of CBG, metal disintegration and stud removal?
CB what?
CBG, metal disintegration and stud removal.
Who's that?
CBG, metal disintegration and stud removal will take care of those studs and not damage anything else. Heck, the U.S. Navy has used them to repair aircraft carrier decks.
How long does it take?
Usually about 2 hours, and the threads in the hole are not damaged.
Well, that's probably nice if you're in the big city, but out here in Hickory Flats, I'll bet they cost a fortune and take forever to get here.
They claim they can be anywhere in the world in 48 hours, and for shutdowns, they can be here on standby for a reasonable fee. I know they've worked in mines in Chile, and just how much has your effort cost so far, Stud? Around-the-clock cruise for 2 days? Lost production of how much? Maybe a damaged dryer shell?
Yeah, you've got a point. How do I get in touch with CB whatchamacallit?
It's CBG Metal Disintegration and Stud Removal. Call them at 1-757-465-0333 or visit them on the web at cbgmaintenance.com. CBGMAINTENANCE.com. Or again, phone them at 1-757-465-0333.
CBG Metal Disintegration and Stud Removal. Now that has a nice ring to it.
This is Nip Impressions for the week of the 6th of February, 2017. The title, What Has Changed? What Is New? This is Transportation Month at Popper Italo Publications. I went back to see what I'd written last year this time. I started off the month talking about driverless trucks and claimed we would be seeing them within 5 years. I'll stand by that claim. We are down to 4 years now. Where will we see driverless trucks first? On tightly controlled roads, such as turnpikes. For instance, for many years now, UPS and FedEx have pulled triple short trailers across northern Ohio on the Ohio Turnpike. In New York State, I've seen double long trailers pulled on the turnpikes. In both cases, there are marshaling yards at both ends where these consist, to use a railroad term, must be broken down or assembled. These schemes are not allowed on other roads. So, we will see driverless trucks, I predict, on such highways first. Likely they will start with special sensors installed on these turnpikes so the driverless trucks have every reasonable aid possible to operate safely. Driverless trucks will expand from these controlled highways to every road as the knowledge base grows on how to operate safely. This is all driven by cost and scarcity of drivers, so expect it to move as fast as technology will allow.
And now let's pause a moment for this message. Fulton Systems is North America's leader in terms of thermocompressor and steam systems installations. Our references in the paper industry includes over 80 years of support, thousands of operating thermocompressors, and hundreds of paper machine rebuilds. Additionally, we provide dryer section performance audits, steam and condensate system design, and consulting services. Give us a call at 770-447-1400 or visit our website at www.fultonsystems.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
Now, Let's be adventuresome in our transportation vision. Why not build a pulp pipeline from Brazil to the USA? Or if you think that is too ambitious, build one from Indonesia to China. It would be half the distance from Brazil to the USA. And now that your snickering is over, let's think about this seriously. It is only 2,030 miles, or 3,270 kilometers, from Jakarta to Hong Kong. At $1 million U.S. dollars per mile, this is only $2 billion. Some of the pulp mills cost more than this. Of course, it will need to be longer than this to reach mills on both ends, but the point is, it is a project that appears feasible on the surface. Are there challenges to pumping pulp in a pipeline? Certainly, but it has been piped several miles before. There must be enough basic knowledge to make design and construction of such a pipeline possible. This could be managed like liquid petroleum pipelines are, and there are 199,000 miles of liquid petroleum pipelines in the United States alone, delivering everything from crude oil to retail gasoline. So it is feasible. It eliminates pulp dryers at the pulp mills. With enough customers signed up, the delivered pulp slurry can go directly to stock prep at the customers' mills. So what have we saved with this project? Drying and repulping the pulp. Handling at the pulp mill and paper mill. Overland delivery and receipt from ports. Sea shipment. From an environmental standpoint, the pulp will be moved by pumps deriving energy from central power stations where emissions are well controlled. There are no internal combustion engines and their exhaust anywhere in the delivery chain. There are savings for the seller and the buyer. It is a matter of putting together a consortium to do the project. It makes a lot of sense. What do you think about trucks and pipelines? Take our quiz online this week to weigh in on this. For safety this week, both items talked about this week are in this column will improve safety. In the meantime, practice safety with the tools we have today. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2017, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.